And we were going down by this time to the lesbian bar because we were women-identified women. We thought this was interesting. We were just checking it out, you know. And we told all of them how we were doing back rubs and we had these beds where you just slept where you found a spot. They all thought we were having orgies all night long, but we weren't doing anything because we weren't out yet. But this one woman stayed with me, and fortunately we had a bed in a room where we were alone enough that we began a relationship. I had this amazing experience. It was kind of like the Ugly Duckling story. I looked, and I saw, and I said, I am a lesbian. And it was just the most exciting thing that had ever happened to me. So I didn't begin organizing for lesbian and gay rights because of the feeling of oppression. I really began because it had opened this incredible new world of possibilities to me. I understood romance in a way that I had never understood it. And I had dated men. You know, I'd done more than date them, for that matter. I was no stranger to male-female relationships. But all of a sudden, I understood what all the excitement for other people had been in high school.